Verizon is pulling two levers at once, cutting costs hard while keeping network and enterprise spend high. This week, it said it will sell 274 company-owned retail stores to about 6 authorized retailers and cut roughly 500 corporate jobs. In all, around 3,000 retail and corporate employees are impacted across the U.S. And the store sale becomes effective August 16th. After that, Verizon will retain about 1,000 corporate-operated stores. The point is to keep funding 2026 CapEx of $16 billion to $16.5 billion, integrate the roughly $20 billion Frontier Communications acquisition, and back prior spectrum commitments like the $3.2 billion AWS 3 buy, without jeopardizing the dividend, heading into Q2 results on July 24th.
Selling stores isn't closing stores, but it does hand more control to authorized retailers. Those commission-heavy models push promos. Service quality can get uneven. Verizon's premium pitch leans on reliability and care. Is this cost out worth the churn risk?
Verizon says the locations stay open under those authorized retailers. And historically, about 70% of employees at sold stores transition to the new operators. It's also working with franchise owners that run roughly 5,000 outlets to elevate the experience in those locations. This follows earlier rounds, about 13,000 jobs cut in November 2025, and several hundred in May. The broader restructuring under CEO Dan Schulman targets around $5 billion in operating expense savings during 2026.
Let's map that to the P&L. Savings show up in SG&A, less corporate overhead, fewer company-operated store costs. But Verizon also eliminated activation and upgrade fees and simplified plans last month, which trims the top line. The offset is supposed to be lower care costs, more digital service, and stickier relationships. A Verizon spokesman put it this way: "Our CEO is committed to transform and improve this company and put it on a strong footing going forward. And this is part of his plan."
That plan only works if the channel shift doesn't ding customer metrics. Near term, watch postpaid phone churn, upgrade rates, and accessory attach, plus Q2 commentary on OPEX run rate and store productivity heading into that August 16th handoff.
Meanwhile, the market isn't waiting. T-Mobile is still aggressive on promos. AT&T is competing hard on fiber bundles. Verizon just removed a chunk of fee revenue. Where does growth show up?
Two places. One, enterprise. Verizon won a deal to power 5G telematics for most BMW production in the U.S. Multi-year, high-retention connections that don't rely on retail foot traffic. Two, broadband scale. The company expects 2026 CapEx between $16 billion and $16.5 billion and is integrating its roughly $20 billion acquisition of Frontier Communications to deepen fiber reach while continuing fixed wireless access to widen addressable markets.
On Frontier, one caution: select workers reportedly have 4-year layoff protections that can cap synergy capture. Add spectrum spending and promise network investments, and cash has limits.
Which is why cost takeout is the bridge. Q1 revenue was about $34.4 billion, with net income near $5.1 billion, and EPS of $1.28 topped estimates. For Q2 on July 24th, analysts are looking for roughly $1.27 EPS and $35.25 billion in revenue. Investors have kept the stock steady, leaning on dividend appeal while they wait to see if expense savings arrive on schedule.
Reliability is the brand. And there's a reminder: a 10-hour outage in January led to credits. Push too hard on cost, and you cut into the core promise. If franchise operators trim staffing, it shows up in care loads and churn.
Product simplification helps. Fewer plan SKUs reduce error rates and care minutes. And there's a defensive hedge. Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile formed a JV in May to leverage satellite tech for rural coverage gaps. The message is reliability beyond terrestrial build. Execution over the next 2 quarters is the test.
Quick pivot to talent. Zayo just named former Verizon executive Soumya Narayan Sampath as CEO, effective September 1st, 2026. He ran Verizon Consumer and previously Verizon Business. Why should Verizon watchers care?
Zayo is a major independent digital infrastructure provider, more data center connectivity than anyone in the U.S., and it absorbed Crown Castle's fiber solutions unit, adding about 90,000 route miles and 40,000 on-net enterprise locations. Sampath knows carrier requirements intimately. That could sharpen Zayo's execution, and potentially, its pricing leverage in backhaul and enterprise waves Verizon will need. Especially as Verizon integrates Frontier and scales AI edge connectivity.
Who benefits? Zayo, clearly. Verizon could see better SLAs from a familiar leader, but also a tougher negotiator on price. If Zayo tightens economics across long-haul and metro waves, Verizon's OpEx line absorbs it.
Net impact will hinge on contract renewals and co-build announcements. Signals to track include any Verizon-Zayo joint projects around data center clusters, and whether Verizon shifts incremental backhaul away from Zayo or toward it post-September.
Here's the single thing to watch. On July 24th, does Verizon show that cost takeout plus the channel shift is shoring up cash fast enough to keep CapEx at $16 to $16.5 billion and the dividend intact? If yes, Verizon can lean on the Frontier footprint and those enterprise wins to outpace AT&T on fiber plus wireless bundling. If not, the pricing war favors T-Mobile.